Virtual reality is making its way out of tech niches and into the mainstream. Walmart might soon let you shop in VR. You can play VR games or watch VR movies. And now the Phoenix Art Museum is launching its first ever virtual reality exhibit. Moonage Virtual Reality opened earlier this month, and it's part of a fashion exhibit, and it's also part of VR experience. Filmmaker Travis Hutchinson takes viewers on a colorful, slightly hallucinogenic journey through the worlds of Andy Warhol, David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust, and Kenny Scharf's Cosmic Cavern. The show's Lauren Gilger spoke with Hutchinson more about it.
I reached Hutchinson via Skype, and when I asked him to describe the experience for people, here was his answer.
Well, with virtual reality, it's pretty impossible to describe the experience until you put the headset on. I mean, it just takes you to another dimension. But the concepts are mixing art, music, fashion, and performance through the eyes of Billy Name, Mick Rock, and Kenny Scharf.
Right, right. So this was a collaboration in many ways in that sense. Like, you are using these other artists' work in this and then looking at Andy Warhol, David Bowie, Kenny Scharf. So how did this all come about? This is also, I understand, a collaboration with the Phoenix Art Museum.
Yes. Working with Danita Sewell, who is the fashion curator at the Phoenix Art Museum. We wanted to bring together my films with pieces of the fashion collection that she has there and show for the first time VR in the gallery. And then collaborating with Mick Rock and showing his amazing portfolio of Bowie images, since he was Bowie's first personal photographer during the 1972 Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, as well as Billy Name living at the factory in the late 60s. And Kenny Scharf created the first cosmic cavern, he calls it. It's taking three different looks from the 60s, 70s, and 80s of these pop icons.
So I want to talk a little bit about the process of shooting VR. You are a filmmaker and I'm guessing have made many normal films. How do you approach this differently when it's this 360 immersive experience that you're creating?
Well, you just create an environment where the eye can travel in every direction, whether you're looking down, looking above you. And it's really kind of each time that you do it, it's a journey because you're kind of choosing your path of which way you're going, whether you're looking behind you and seeing what's coming and going, or if you're continually looking ahead. I mean, one thing that the viewers never kind of get used to right away is that they really have to look around, because as much as you say it, they still sit there and look straight forward. But it's really an immersive experience that we're projecting you into.
So when you decided to get into VR and then decided to look at these artists in particular, what drew you to them about this immersive experience? Like, why did you think Bowie and Andy Warhol and Kenny Scharf in terms of this would be the way that you want people to experience their work?
Well, it was purely personal. I thought when I wanted to create VR, I was just thinking of myself and what I wanted to see, because I see VR as a kind of time machine and a way to transport yourself. And I thought, where do I want to go? And I started out with Andy Warhol's studio, since I knew Billy Name and I could use the photographs. And then when I was working on that, Bowie unfortunately passed away. And then I thought, I need to create Bowie VR.
So VR is such an immersive experience, like you said, in a different way that film can be, in a different way than photography or other kinds of art. You really feel like you're there in this sort of surreal way. So what is it that you want people to experience about these artists and about their work? There's music, I know. What are you trying to communicate?
Well, one, I wanted to do something that was different than what I saw being done in VR, which has to do with a lot of violence and shooting, and it's, you know, killing zombies and car crashes and killing. And I wanted to do something upbeat and fun and with pop culture that makes you come out and really feel good. And this is, you know, colorful, and it's just fun to experience.
All right. Travis Hutchinson is an artist, photographer, filmmaker, and the artist behind Moon Age Virtual Reality, now showing at the Phoenix Art Museum. Travis, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk to us about this.
Great. Thank you.